keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution.
All right, well, let's get moving again. So much to cover today. So much to cover. Kyle Malin here, the editor and vice president of the MERS newsletter, a guy who breaks a lot of stories here for us. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Hey, let's start with this. Lena Epstein, she's no longer running for United States Senate here in Michigan.
Yes.
That announcement came yesterday morning, about the time I was off the air, so I didn't get a chance to talk about it. But apparently she wants to be a member of Congress now.
Yes. Well, and I think that she probably sees the path toward victory as being a little easier. I mean, she would start this 11th congressional district run. And just for our listeners' benefit, the 11th congressional district is northern Oakland County and western Wayne, so like the Canton-Livonia area, spread out through Novi, and then it wraps around Auburn Hills and goes into Birmingham and Troy. And she's going to start this race in the 11th congressional district with a huge head start. David Trott has decided not to run again, and so she is transferring around $450,000 that she has already raised for the U.S. Senate and transfers that into a congressional race where everybody is basically starting from scratch.
So she's way ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from a financial standpoint, I think she sees herself as really being a front runner as opposed to a U.S. Senate race where she was probably in the middle of the pack. I mean,
but
we
she does
expect
have some...
Fred Upton to get into this race. Bob Young is already in the race. And then if they even win the nomination, then they got to beat an incumbent, Debbie Stabenow, which is always hard.
Yeah, well, she does have some challenges, though, for the nomination in the 11th, correct?
Well, she does indeed. I mean, that has been a complete cattle call, Steve, as far as who's going to get into that 11th congressional district. Rocky Raskowski, I think our listeners probably remember, he's run for Congress a few times. He actually ran for the U.S. Senate back in 2002, I believe it was, against Carl Levin. He announced yesterday that he's going to get in. We've got a former or a current state rep named Clint Kesto who's going to get in. So that's three. Mike Kowal, who is a current state senator, we think he's going to get in. That's four. Kurt Heise was in the legislature, Plymouth Township supervisor.
I'm going to need name tags.
Five. Six, Laura Cox. Kara Benevolio is going to get back in. Seven. We could even have a couple more. So
I'm Steve. I'm on bus number five. And please just get me there. You know, I mean,
it's crazy.
Cattle calls
it's
good,
not an easy
good way
road
to put
for
it.
Lena.
The thing is, though, she has already garnered some state, you know, some attention and gotten some press because of her efforts running for U.S. Senate, albeit brief. Now, that does leave Robert Young Jr. as the Republican of notoriety in the Republican race to face Debbie Stabenow. But there is a lot of talk that Fred Upton might enter this race. What do you think?
Well, I think he will. I think that the signals are there. In Washington, D.C., and in the district, his visibility is way up. The rumors that are coming out of D.C. is that that seat is going to open up. And as they were accurate with David Trott, I expect them to be accurate as well here. I was speaking with folks in Midland during the shooting announcement. They were also indicating that we can expect to hear something from Upton next month or early November. So something to keep your eyes on. When he gets in, he would be an instant front runner, I think, over Bob Young, Steve, because he brings to the table at least $1 million in campaign money that he can start off the race with.
Obviously, that's a big advantage. And the other thing I want to bring people's attention to is that the first initiative, I think this will be the first, One Fair Wage Michigan, I think calling for $15 an hour minimum wage, the first group to go to the Board of Canvassers. We could have as many as 8 ballot initiatives by some counts come fall 2018, but there's going to be a whole pile of them. We haven't had a year like this in a long time, Kyle. It's going to be fun for you and I.
Yeah, well, what was it, 2014? We had 6 of them on the ballot, and not really any of them passed. This Time to Care campaign, yeah, this is supposed to be kicked off today. This would mandate that employers give their employees paid sick time. It's a ballot measure that would earn at least an hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours worked. Now, they tried this last go-around, last campaign cycle, Steve, and were not successful in gathering the signatures. We'll see if they have more juice this time. They've got campaign statements planned for Traverse City, Detroit, Flint, Kalamazoo, and Lansing. So we'll see if they can generate the momentum that they weren't able to last time.
Wait a second. You said 1 hour of paid sick time for 30 hours worked or 30 days worked?
No, 30 hours worked.
Dude, that would be 67 paid days off a year.
For sick time, yeah.
67.
Well, divide that by 8. So what is that? Yeah, basically about 8. A little more than 8 days a year for sick time, yep.
All right, well, I'm just trying to figure this out.
You get 8 days off
right,
for sick time, yeah.
I got you. Anyhow, which seems like, you know, a lot to demand of small companies, that's all. But we're probably going to have a ballot initiative on marijuana, fracking. There's a whole host of things out there being talked about.
Yeah, and redistricting, I think, actually redistricting reform looks to be the strongest right now. The marijuana one could make it. I mean, we'll see if they can get the signatures. The fracking folks have tried for a long time. I just, unless they get an infusion of money, I think that's a loser. But we'll see about this time to care. It all just really boils down to whether they can pay the circulators the money they need to go out and get the signatures, and if those people are getting paid are actually doing a good job and not.
I want to go back to one more thing.
Signatures.
Yeah, I want to go back to one more thing. I got 30 seconds here. Fred Upton versus Debbie Stabenow. Is it a competitive race?
I think it could be in the right atmosphere. If things are trending nationally toward Democrats, if there's some Donald Trump backlash, no. But if Donald Trump can continue to stay somewhat popular in the national scene, I think it is possible. I think he has proven in politics, Donald Trump has, that anything is possible, and we shouldn't write anything off.
And Fred Upton's a fairly well-known commodity, maybe not as well-known as Debbie Stabenow, but she brings, you know, after a long time, she brings positives and negatives to the race. Should be interesting. Thank you, Kyle Malin, as always.
Hey, no problem, Steve, anytime.
Editor and Vice President of the MERS Newsletter, Kyle Malin, is. When we come back, David Kallman will be here to talk about the Michigan Civil Rights Commission punting the ball on LGBT demands.